Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kessel's back. This is a funny song. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, we've been talking about this Justin Tucker situation. Now, Ben, you had a listener call in who did not want to go on air, but she had a story for you.
Yeah, we had a woman call in who said that she dealt with something like this. She said she was sexually assaulted at her job, and it was going on for weeks. And, you know, took her some time. And then when she did go to the company to say what happened, she had to stand in front of a bunch of men. And she did that and told them what happened. And she ended up being fired from her job. And it was like, you know, she was tearing up on the phone. And you could tell that it definitely impacted her in a bad way. But it just kind of, like, for people who are saying, you know, why did it take so long? Even when you get away from, you know, the article, the Baltimore Banner people going to these people to talk about it, like, who knows what these businesses, you know, were doing. And again, it's not to push one side or push the other, but these companies could be, you know, in favor of getting money from a athlete who has a lot of it, right? So you just never really know.
It's a good point. That's a good point. We don't want to ruin our business with all. We have multiple Ravens players in there. We don't want to chase them off. Good point.
I just, you know, like, getting back to this and going back and forth with someone that was involved in one of the incidents. Mm-hmm. So, and talking to different people that have gone through this, I've said numerous people that I know have been involved or been working at a salon where this has allegedly happened. So if people are, like, again, I'm telling you, I believe the women. It's up to you to believe who you want to believe. You could sit here and say what you want. But again, it's right now it's he said, she said. And from the people I've talked to, it's like, I don't know how you prove this in court. You could win some money in a civil suit. I think that's definitely possible. Yeah. But I don't know how you prove it in court. So when people are asking me, what do you think the Ravens do? I have no effing idea.
None whatsoever. Let's go to Cole, who's in Baltimore. What's up, Cole?
Morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, man.
I got one thing to say about this, and I've been thinking about it. Like, I understand, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty in America. But on the other side, I was at the Eagles game this year, and, man, I think he missed his first or his second kick. Everybody behind me was just saying, oh, he's got home issues, you know, he's cheating on his wife, this, that, and the third, and all that. And I just thought they were being crazy and everything. But, no, man, this I couldn't believe that came out yesterday. And, you know, sure enough, this is all coming out now. So I'm sure that was weighing heavy on JT's brain there throughout the season, because that kind of makes sense why he's missing all these kicks now. If you're dealing with that, you got other things to worry about, you know?
Can I ask something? And I want to get your take on this, Rob, because I knew that this story was coming out weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they waited till the Ravens lost so this would be the center of attention here, or until they won? Because God forbid you'd have won the Super Bowl and this story comes out right afterwards. It's like, holy hell. Do you think they held on to it until that point or just released it when it was done?
What I think may not be what's right.
Again, yeah.
I think under the circumstances in which the Ravens lost, this is the best week to do it. You do it on a Thursday, leading into a weekend where there's no football whatsoever. There's nothing else to discuss. You are front and center. I think they held on to it for I think they had several plans. You know what I mean? Because like you said, you told me about this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
If the Ravens continue to go on this march, I don't think they release it right now. So if the Ravens in the Super Bowl, I don't think the banner wants to be the reason the Ravens lose, if in fact that happens.
It's funny because, like I was telling you, I talked to one of the girls that worked at one of the salons, And she was talking about the fact that she was telling me that the story was coming out because of the Baltimore banner and everything else was going on. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Then I got another friend who, I don't know, this guy's got his hands in every cookie jar, but he's works for Homeland Security, works in the government. We all think he's in the CIA. It's kind of funny. But you know, you start looking at, he was telling us that the Baltimore Banner has the story and it's going to be released soon. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, man. Because when I went to the game at Perry Hall on Tuesday night, I said something to the,
you brought it up again.
Yeah, they were all Ravens fans. And I'm going, hey, you know, like, I heard this story's coming out. So when you hear it, just know, like, there's some validity behind it. And sure enough, they texted me yesterday. Like, yep, you just said it the other night. So this has been going on for a while.
Eli Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I want to relate what the first caller just said. If there is something going on in your personal life, it kind of will reflect in your work, you know, performance. So, I mean, like, if this is true, maybe he did miss a few field goals this year because he was thinking about other things. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. I don't know if it was, but at the time, remember here, and I guess I said it because, again, we both knew about the massage situation. I said, you know, I bet there's a story going to come out about there's something else going on other than football. I didn't think it would be like this.
Yeah.
Because I thought, because we'd heard about it so many years ago, I thought that was done. That was a done issue. That's never coming out.
Well, even when you hear it at first and it's somebody you trust, you're like, well, it still sounds like a rumor. Then, like in my situation, then I hear it from someone else. It's like, hey, have you heard this? I'm like, ironically, yeah, I have heard that from someone else. And then you hear it from another person who works at a different salon and you're going, I don't know, man. I feel like this thing has legs. So that's why I believe these ladies.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Ken in Owings Mills. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
What do they say? Two times is coincidence. Three times it's happening. But the conspiracy side of me is saying this is the second year in a row something is broken on the Ravens doing the negative right before the Super Bowl when we was expected to go to the Super Bowl. Last year wasn't a story, big story that broke about Zay, and now this year we have this story. I'm not doubting that it's real. I'm just doubting the timing.
Well, I'll say this, Ken. With the Zay story, you know, it happened during the playoffs. It wasn't held for years. It happened during the playoffs. So I mean, it broke about a week or so after it actually happened.
But how do you question the timing? What does the timing have to do with anything? Like, the story comes out when the story comes out. Like, these women hadn't come forward.
But that's what you were just saying. You knew the story was there. You know it was there. And like you were just saying, you questioned, are they holding the story, you know?
Well, listen, I still got to sell proverbial. I still have to sell the proverbial newspaper. Yeah, I'm going to wait to the right timing. And get your attention.
I asked the question. Yeah, I'm not saying that they did that. I'm just saying it's interesting. That timing is interesting because, like, do you wait? If the Ravens had won the Super Bowl and they released this story, do you realize how big of a national story this becomes?
But why would you question when they yes, I want more eyes and ears. I want to do it at a time when it benefits me. Listen, don't tell me what I got to do because this man allegedly did something wrong. We format shows. We put certain things in certain times because we know there are more people listening at these times.
Do you think people would have vilified the Baltimore Banner if they released this in the playoffs?
Yes.
I think fans would have taken it. Like, yes. What are you doing this now for? Like,
and that's why they wouldn't do it.
I don't know.
They're not stupid. I don't. How the Baltimore Banner release this and when is irrelevant to me. That's irrelevant to me. And yes, they're going to do it at a time that benefits them. Why? Because they're in a business to sell. They're not fabricating anything. They're just creating the time and space to do it so they have your attention, your undivided attention. There's no football this weekend. We're exhausted with talking about the same stories over and over. Bam, let me release it now. I got the attention. Is there something wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, we always say the one thing about the media, though, that I do believe, you'll see teams release stories late on Friday night
yep.
that they don't want all the attention. Like, try to bury it on the back burner right there. Hey, put that on the back pages, and who's going to look at the stuff over the weekend?
Baltimore Banner listens to the station. They released it on Thursday, midday. You know what happens? Afternoon Drive talks about it, and when morning show comes in, it's still fresh enough for them to talk about it. And that's stupid, man.
Yeah.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas. So here's my opinion on it. So, and Ed would probably know more, not saying he knows more about it than you, but he's been around a lot more famous people to know that when one of these stories break, this builds up over months. This isn't, you didn't just do this story last night and say, hey, let's release it tomorrow. So these people reached out at some point to Tucker's people and said, hey, this story's going to break. I'm sure they asked if he had any comments. They said no. And now it's releasing now. So this isn't something like, oh, we think that they might be lying. They did this story yesterday. This thing's been in, and their quote was, we did an in-depth investigation or whatever it was. So I believe this story is 100% true. The timing's perfect. And for the people that's saying, hey, innocent until proven guilty, no, I'm sure these people had enough time to get their facts straight before they released this.
I mean, this is the Baltimore Banner. I don't, like, they're not putting out something unless they have some.
Yeah.
I mean, they got enough people that they spoke to that were saying similar things. Mm-hmm. And by the way, a lot of the stories are so similar, you're going, well, there has to be some truth to it. And I saw Seth Payne, who does, he played in the NFL, does radio in Houston. He had said, okay, let's say you accidentally had some slippage and old boy was falling out, right? And a massage parlor, whatever, a salon says, you're not welcome back here anymore because this was going on. At your next massage therapist that you go to, aren't you going to make sure old boy's tucked in pretty good and he's not falling out on purpose? I mean, that's what he was pointing out. Again, this is all speculation when you're talking about Justin Tucker. The thing I keep going back to, and I'm going to keep reiterating this because there's so many people to listen to what you say. We already had one with Rob. Listen to what you say and then say, hey, you said this. That's not what I said. I don't know if this is true. I believe it's true because the people I know, I trust, that have told me this story. And again, we go back to it. This has been going on for way longer than people believe. There's so many people out there that heard these rumors.
It dated back 6 years for me.
Yeah.
Six.
I was working with Garceau when I heard this. So, yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Before I get out of here, can I give you a bit of good news?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a quiet evening at a small restaurant in Columbia, South Carolina, when Lisa, a 24-year-old waitress, unexpectedly served a special guest, Dawn Staley, head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball team. When the meal ended, Dawn Staley paid the bill and left an unfolded receipt on the table. Lisa thanked them right away, and was brought to tears when she opened up the receipt. The bill was for $61.30. There was a note on the bill. This is God's money. He gave it to me, gave it to us so we could give it to you. God bless. The tip was $900.
Awesome. Love those.
She left her a $900 tip on a $61.30 bill.
I left a $61 tip on a $900 bill.
I'm sure.
Is that good? No.
Whatever. Federal investigation on Terry Rozier, NBA player's gambling activity at 8:30, but on the other side, it's the world of stupid.
All right, so here's what we're going to get into. We're going to talk about, there's an ESPN star that did something really weird. It's something he ate. I'll get to this and see if you have any weird eating habits.
Any particular sport?
It's a football guy.
I know who it is.
This is, this is next level creepy. We're also going to talk about one of the dumbest UFC fighters who praised one of the worst people
I think I know what it
is. To ever live. And how about this? Have you ever, what's the highest you've ever been on a plane? Like, do you know?
No.
Well, this man has been higher than any of us because he was on something so potent. I'll tell you what happened. His jet went super high. We talk about it next in the world of stupid.
This dumbass late and they're talking. Hey, pulling Lee. Other people, going to the machine.
They were changing my mic.
He got seven snacks, three sodas.
Rob, my mic sounds nice.
Check one.
See, he fixed it. People were saying that my voice wasn't.
Your voice ain't anyway.
All right, well, whatever. Let's go to these stories.
I like the reference, though. My mic sounds, that's nice. That's
thank
good.
You. Armed Vermont.
What I do.
Armed Vermont man high on mushrooms accused of trying to kiss flight attendants on a private jet, spitting on the pilot at Teterboro Airport. That's in Vermont. So he was high on mushrooms, strolled onto a private jet at a New Jersey airport Tuesday, went berserk, again, tried to kiss the flight attendant, unleashed other bizarre behavior before spitting on the pilot. Of course, the guy gets arrested. I don't know about you. Usually people on mushrooms have a good time.
Yeah.
You start seeing butterflies and rainbows, and or at least I've I've heard. So there are all different types of things. You could have a bad trip, Don't get me wrong, but it sounds like this guy was just being an absolute goofball and got himself in trouble. He climbed into the aircraft and allegedly he hugged the flight attendant, and they said he was trying to smooch her. I don't know why I've always liked the word smooch.
I like to smooch.
Yeah.
The word is all right as long as she's asking me, do you want to smooch?
The Sky High Hooligan, thank you, New York Post, walked into the cockpit of the plane, allegedly spit on the pilot and assaulted him. What is, like, this is the world we live in. We have people like this. Like, never in my life could I imagine me doing something like this. Even if I was high on mushrooms. I just don't, like, I've never, we've all been to the point where you've had too many drinks, right?
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's gotten there, whether or not you're praying to God that if you stop throwing up, you'll never have a drink again until about 3 days later. Or whatever it may be, I still don't understand the people that get blackout drunk and do stupid stuff. I don't understand these guys. Like, if I'm home and I get in my spaceship, I ain't doing anything. I'm just sitting there smiling like a goober. These people take stuff and attack people. I just don't get it. Let's get with this. Dana White. Did you hear his response to one of his UFC fighters?
Mm-hmm.
I would play the sound, but I don't even want to play the sound of this douchebag. His name is Bryce Mitchell. I did like watching him get knocked out in some of the fights they were showing of him. He bashed LGBTQ. He had some anti-Semitic comments, and he said Hitler was a good guy. Dana White heard his comments and said, I've heard a lot of dumb, ignorant bleep in my day, but this one's probably the worst. Hitler is one of the most disgusting and evil human beings ever walked the face of the earth, and anyone who even tries to take an opposing position is a moron. That's the problem with the internet and social media. You provide a platform for a lot of dumb, ignorant people. During the first episode of his, what is it, Ark Insanity podcast, earlier in the day, Mitchell went on a wild conspiracy theory-filled rant praising Adolf Hitler, saying he was a good guy based on his own research. And then he did call it, like, I'm going to read his quotes. Hitler fought for his country. He wanted to purify Germany by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying his country and turning them all into gays. They were gaying up the kids. They were queering up the women. They were queering up the dudes. Mitchell also floated some Holocaust denial opinions, saying there's no possible way they could have burned and cremated 6 million bodies. You're going to realize the Holocaust ain't real. This is, they said they're beyond disgusted. White called him a moron, dumb, and ignorant. We've obviously reached out to Bryce when we read what he said and let him know how we feel about it. We're beyond disgusted. But the one thing he said, we have free speech. He's free to say whatever he wants.
You know? And I'm free to respond. You're a moron.
Yeah. Well, this is what White said. You don't have to love it. You don't have to love it. That's the beautiful thing about this business. For all of you that hate Bryce Mitchell, you get to see him hopefully get his ass whipped on global television next time out. I don't know. If I had a company, I'm kicking that dude out. I can't have those comments if you're working for me.
In most companies, you're right, but not in MMA. That's different.
I think
that's different, man.
I think it's different because of Dana.
I think, well, for me, if I'm Dana, I'm not kicking him out of that either, because that's a business where we like villains. Villains sell. It's almost akin to WWF, mm-hmm. only it's not scripted. So he just made himself a villain, which now he has eyes on him, which means now if I'm rooting against him, that means I'm watching. That means I know what's going on.
So do you do any weird stuff with food, like have a weird way you eat things, or maybe you mix things together that somebody, like the first time I started dipping, whenever we'd have steamed crabs, I would dip them in vinegar. Somebody was like, what the hell are you doing? Uh-huh. I learned that at an early age and fell in love with it. That's the only way I eat them now. I dip crabs in vinegar before I eat them.
It's nasty. I know somebody does vinegar and mayonnaise.
I like the apple cider vinegar more than the white, but I'll drink apple cider vinegar. I don't care. Like, I like the taste of it. I like the smell. It's sterile. Anyway, the Dan Orlovsky has an interesting one. I'll tell you about the two things that I don't do it all the time, but I have done it, which makes people think I'm a sociopath. But Dan Orlovsky takes the little panties off of his Reese cups.
I knew it was him. I told you during the break, it's Orlovsky. He has the worst food takes ever.
Still my favorite thing. You take the little panties off the Reese cup. You set their panties aside, right?
Who calls them panties?
That's what they are. I mean, they're wrapped around it, right?
Okay.
You take the panties off your Reese cup. You put the panties to the side. Oh. He starts chewing on the Reese cup, and he's basically just sucking out the peanut butter and spitting out all the chocolate back into the little panties on the side. And Ryan Clark called him. He said, the guy's just absolutely crazy. He said, this is a crime. Like, the whole point of, why don't you just get peanut butter then? Does it have to be the Reese's peanut butter? Is that what it is? Or, I mean, you can get like Reese's peanut butter in like a squeeze bottle. That like they put it on ice cream.
Is Reese's brand?
I'm sure you have a Reese's brand, but there's a couple different ones too. I'm almost positive there's
you
a Reese's
like,
brand.
You mean specifically like the peanut butter that comes from the Reese's?
Yeah, but you could. I'm sure you could still get that in another form.
May not taste the same.
Maybe.
You don't know. You ain't never tried.
But like he said, it says Dan Orlovsky just doesn't like milk chocolate, so he eats around it. I've told you before, like I've taken my chicken nuggets and eaten the breading off of it and just put them back and then dip those in the. I've done it. Somebody was watching me do it. Said, "What the hell's wrong with you?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just felt like doing it." And I've done that with my pretzels, my soft pretzels. Basically, eat the what do you want to call it? The skin off the pretzel and take the dough and mash it into a gigantic ball and eat it like an apple.
I'm still stuck with at putting the patties to the side. I like to do that.
Can you red flag that for us? That'd be fun to bring back up. Yeah, like I got in trouble here for the one joke I told when I said, so I went in, I gently slid my wife's panties to the side so I could fit her socks in the drawer. And then somebody came, don't do that again, which I just did it again. Anyway, that's your world of stupid, so there you go.
But you said gently, though.
Yeah, I know. That's
I thought that makes it imbalanced.
Because as soon as you say, I slid my wife's panties gently to the side, someone goes, whoa, don't say anything else. And I'm like, the hell's wrong with you guys? You're creepy. I was putting the socks in her drawer.
What's trending? You know what's trending. That's at 9 o'clock, Mr. Justin Tucker. But on the other side, federal investigation on Terry Rozier gambling activity. Jeremy Kahn, is this nothing to see here? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I don't know if this was intentional, but well done, Ben.
Well, we're not talking about him right now, though.
Oh,
that's the thing. It was, I mean... Again, Ben, what we learned today is all about timing. The timing. Ben's like, man, I hate him.
I ain't got to see him. This SOB any. Are you back next week,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it's Monday and Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Ben.
That's fine. Terry Rozier was hurt his foot, touched his foot.
Yeah, see.
Unusual betting pattern surrounding the play of then Charlotte Hornets guard Terry Rozier in a game nearly 2 years ago. Why did they wait till 2 years ago? Are now under investigation by federal prosecutors, part of the same probe that led to the lifetime ban of Toronto Raptors player Jontae Porter. The Wall Street Journal first reported the investigation, noting Rozier, who played for the Hornets at the time and now plays for the Miami Heat, has neither been charged with the crime nor has been accused of wrongdoing. Came to the game, played like 9 minutes, left the game with a bad, was it foot?
Yeah.
And we know the rest.
So there was something, depending on who you follow on X, Twitter, whatever, I follow a lot of daily fantasy guys and gambling people just like in the same field. I've worked with some of these guys. And one of the guys I really like and trust, Greg Ehrenberg, who works for Scotastic, I think the guy's fantastic.
Oh, that's what you did there.
He had interesting enough, I wasn't planning on that. That was by accident. But he tweeted out something yesterday about... the fact that, hey, bet Terry Rozier's unders. I don't think he's playing the whole game or something. And something had leaked out, and then it blew up. And then all of a sudden, we're hearing the story about this alleged gambling incident. If there's not something to it, I don't think we get to this point. There has to be either it's an unfortunate situation where it seems to be that way, or there's actually something. Because they're not going to bring it to light. They don't want any bad looks for gambling in the NBA unless it's happening. But once it's happening, they want you to see that they're shutting it down. Because, again, all these sports got in bed with all the gambling companies, so it all goes hand in hand now. The rules that they're making with, in the NBA, your starting five has to be out 30 minutes before the game, even though they don't always do it. That's for the gamblers. That's for the people betting on props. That's for the people that are playing DFS. Those are the guys that are watching those games and betting on it. So I think there's some validity here, but it sucks because you don't want to believe it. Terry Rozier's made a lot of money in his career. When you looked at Jontae Porter, you're like, okay, this is a guy that maybe will have a couple years in the league, and he's hooking some of his buddies up with some stupid prop bets, but he got caught.
So here's the thing. Let me read this part of it. This is the meat of it. This is why it's a problem now with sports getting in bed with gambling industries. One frustrated bettor posted an image of a ticket for a three-leg parlay where a $65 wager would return $401.95. The bettor played over 6.5 goals for Tampa Ottawa NHL game and over 8.5 rebounds for Julius Randle, both of which hit. But the ticket didn't cash because Rozier finished well below his prop bet of 32.5 combined points, assists, and rebounds. Some sports book offered Rozier prop bets. His total for that night were generally set around 21.5. Points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Rebounds.
PRA, points, rebounds, assists, was set at 21.5.
Right. So later on, they took him down for that game, and it's unclear why. So that's what's going on right now. Jeremy, do you believe that he is part of some wrongdoing here?
I mean, this is another one of those situations where you hope it's not true. You hope it's not. But, like, I could see somebody in passing saying something to a friend like, oh, man, what are you going to score tonight? I don't know. Take my under on assists. I don't think I'm playing much. And then, okay, I'm on it. Then I was like, I could see things starting that way.
Dude, you know what I heard about Terry? He not, you know what I mean? Then all of a sudden it moves.
And then all of a sudden telephone starts, right? Like you tell somebody, they tell somebody. So I don't know if there's any truth to this or not. The problem is we've seen this happen before. And now with gambling being legal in most areas, or at least you can find a way to do it, I just feel like there's probably some truth to this. And going to wait for more details to come out. I hate seeing it because it's just another black eye for the sport. You've had referees, Tim Donaghy. You mentioned Jontay Porter. We've heard this in college.
A lot of black
State.
Guys in the sport.
What?
It's basketball, the NBA. A lot of black guys.
I didn't say that.
You said another black guy for the sport.
No, black eye. There's plenty of black guys in the sport.
My bad. I misheard you.
Well, damn, man.
Because you know you said Justin Tucker early on, so I'm waiting.
Are you
for
sure? I thought I said Tucker.
No, you didn't.
I said Tucker.
Yes, you did.
Your shoe fits.
But you said black eye,
yes.
Not black guy. Yes. All right. See, but you're dragging your words a little bit this morning, man. Did you go in the upper room last night?
Maybe.
Yeah. You coming downstairs?
Don't be a judgy bitch.
Are you still coming downstairs?
No, I was walking down those steps early this morning.
All right.
I made a trip down them, but I came down, I think. I can't tell anymore. I'm high so much, I don't know when I'm high. Are you kidding me? Like...
Oh my God!
Somebody said, "Hey, if you smoke every day, if you smoke weed every day,
smoke
it's a problem."
Weed every day. Hey.
Yeah, they said it's a problem, and I said, "Well, what if you eat it?" Oh man, what if you eat it?
Do you understand, Ben? I want you to understand.
No, Ben. Ben's you're drug and alcohol free, right? Can I say that?
Fully, yeah.
No, Ben. I want you to understand something, though, Ben. How old are you?
23.
23 years old. Who are you, 46, right?
45.
Be 46 this year.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine being 45 years old and you make a living telling people that all you do is gamble and get high.
They should write a song about
it. And why sports?
Yeah.
That's all he does.
I hope I have two of three of those at that age.
45 years old and he tells people every day, I just watch sports, gamble and get high.
You know what's the funniest thing
is? It's okay.
My wife can tell whenever I'm high. Like, I don't think most people can tell. Like, if you look at my eyes are a dead giveaway a lot of times.
Yeah.
But there's some times where you just can't tell. Because most of the people that have met me out in public, I was in my spaceship. So it's basically what happens.
You got something over there on Terry Rozier?
Yeah, I think this is actually a lot more common than people think. And I'm not one of the big, you know, all sports are rigged people or anything like that. I think in the NBA where we see a lot of games that don't matter, I think it happens a lot. But Terry Rozier is sitting out the last 8 games after this. Like, did that? I mean, he has an awesome first quarter and then all the stuff comes out. But him sitting out the next 8 games, I know they weren't in the playoff race or whatever.
So you think that's suspicious?
No, I don't.
See, that's what we're on the same page then. If he all of a sudden the next game is miraculously healed, he plays his normal minutes, then I'm suspicious. But the fact that he sat out for a while kind of makes me, maybe there's really something wrong.
I mean, but what if there was a situation where he's just talking to his buddies and he's limping around? They're like, damn, man, you all right? Yeah, I'm playing tonight, but this foot injury, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play the whole game.
How does the sports books get that?
I mean, if you're so, what happened with Jontay Porter? And I don't, Ben. Ben's involved with this too. So you like you? I
Ben,
know you.
You're involved with Jontay Porter?
No, gambling.
Yeah, I was a part of his Discord. We were all fine.
No, Ben works for me on my site and posts his plays and everything.
Tell nobody I work for Jeremy.
Well, whatever, man. He does a great job. But like the point being in gambling, you hear all these things all the time. With Jontay Porter, you're going, that guy's not making much money. I kind of get it. Like, but you still ruined the cash cow you had for a few years. You know, like, you get 5 years in, and as long as you take care of your money, you could live a decent life off of that. But no, he had to go out and do this thing. And when all of a sudden, Jontay Porter's not like, it's not like everybody betting on Jalen Brunson in a game against whatever, the Hawks, right? Where, you know, he's got Trae Young on him all game. He's going to light him up. It's not like that. You're talking about somebody going, like, if you took the Wizards and somebody goes, yeah, I want to bet Keyshawn George is over, or I want to bet Jonas Valanciunas when they're healthy. I want to bet this over or that under. Like, it kind of, you kind of go, if you see a lot of bets coming in on that, you're going, well, that's weird. So I'm sure it gets flagged if you see unusual activity on a singular player.
And Rozier's, at this point, is one of their best players. So if there's a lot of money coming in on his under, it's like, that's weird, right? Yeah. Like Keyshawn George, if people are betting his under and it's that much, it makes sense. But yeah. Rozier, it's like.
What's trending with Justin Tucker at 9 o'clock? Don't go anywhere. We will continue that conversation. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, we're going to take a look at the weekend college basketball preview up next on The Fan. 8:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is down in Florida hanging out for a three-day weekend. Indiana-Purdue tonight is a game that's the only top 25 game tonight. But tomorrow, Jeremy, you better get your head on a swivel. Florida takes on Tennessee on the road. Do you always talk about SEC road games? Number 20, Mizzou takes on 14, Mississippi State in Oxford. Florida's in Starksville, not Oxford.
Did you say Florida's at Tennessee or they're at Florida?
At Tennessee.
Oh, they got to go out of the country, man.
Yeah, that's right. Get your passport.
That new nation of Tennessee that Rashawn was talking about.
Auburn travels to Ole Miss. That's Oxford. To take them on as in a top 25 matchup. You got several of them. You got Texas Tech going to Houston.
Well,
you have the – no one's talking about Carolina Duke this weekend. You notice that?
Yeah. No, Carolina stinks this year.
UConn travels to Marquette. So those are all your top 25 battles, not North Carolina Duke.
Well, again, my guy Braden Smith's going tonight. Love to watch him play. I think Purdue houses Indiana this evening. It's going to be a play for me later on. But I love Friday nights.
Purdue's at home, too.
Yeah, I love Friday nights because we get a lot of the Ivy League, and anybody that's ever listened to me, I love Cornell. So I'll actually be watching Cornell and Dartmouth tonight. I love the over there, but we'll get to that in the daily line. You mentioned all these top 25 matchups that are coming up, and I've talked about just how brutal it's been in the SEC. And a lot of people are like, hey, I want to know what to do this weekend. Well, don't watch the Pro Bowl. Nobody wants to watch that nonsense. Watch some college hoops. Pick an SEC game. Like, Florida-Tennessee comes on at noon on Saturday. You ain't got nothing to do. It's going to be a fun game. Missouri, Mississippi State, you brought up. Auburn going on the road to Mississippi State. That, to me, that's appointment setting. Because, Rob, my Saturday at noon, I'll be watching Florida-Tennessee and channel hopping, going back and forth between games. And then I'm immediately going to Auburn, Mississippi after that. And then later on in the evening, I'll probably check out Georgia-Alabama. I think Kansas-Baylor is interesting. And I love the Texas Tech-Houston matchup. Don't forget, Connecticut's on the road at Marquette. I mean, you're bringing up all these games. How about John Calipari returning to Kentucky for the first time?
Yes.
That happens late Saturday night. So yes, if you like those sort of things, I'd look at it. Texas A&M, maybe on some upset alert in South Carolina. I don't think South Carolina is very good. But again, going on the road in the SEC is a tough place to win.
How do you feel about John Calipari already addressing the Kentucky faithful by saying, show some class?
I think he knows what's coming. I mean, was it a mutual thing that they were parting ways, or did he want to leave and go to Arkansas? You had one of the best rosters in basketball year after year, and you didn't necessarily win all the time with them. You had good teams, but again, if they end all, it's Kentucky. You're going to be in one of these blue blood schools and you're not dominating your conference every year or going to the Final Four and going to championships, maybe winning SEC championships. Those things, they all add up because it's so. The way that the coaches have done this, going from 64 to 68, and then they're talking about going to 108, I think was the other idea. Coaches want it to happen because why? Because on your resume, you get to go, oh, I went to the tournament 7 times in a row. It's easier to make it now than it is to miss it. We haven't quite got there yet, but that's where we're approaching if they keep expanding.
Well, the problem is when you are John Calipari and you've had Anthony Davis, Jamal Murray, Devin Booker.
You want me to keep going?
Bam Adebayo, De'Aaron Fox, yeah. PJ Washington, Julius Randle.
SGA.
SGA.
He might be the MVP.
Antonio Reeves, DeMarcus Cousin. Well, you had all of these guys. John Wall was here at the beginning of it. John Wall. You can't have one national championship. You can't have that. Your claim to fame and your bragging rights can't be the amount of guys that you put in the NBA, because if I'm a Kentucky guy, I'm thinking, you put all these guys, you had all these NBA players, you got one national championship?
Dude, the one team he had like seven NBA All-Stars.
Yeah.
Booker was coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. You can't have all these people. Your bragging rights can't be. You had Emmanuel Quigley. Your bragging rights is quickly. You had all these players, and your bragging rights is that you had all these players. Not I had all these. When Coach K starts talking about NBA players, he's got rings.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. You know? Roy Williams has multiple in North Carolina. Come on, man. You can't just swing one. Man.
Roy got one at Kansas, right? Was it one? Just one? That's what I thought. Yeah, I'll say this much, though, too, when we start looking at these coaches, and now you're seeing players bounce from university to university with the transfer portal whenever they're unhappy. I think it's only fair play because we've seen coaches do this for years. I still can't believe Kelvin Sampson's coaching because of all the illegal things that he's done as far as recruiting and violations and everywhere, but he just keeps leaving before he gets caught. So nothing ever happens to him. Indiana, Oklahoma, keep going. And now at Houston, he's got this great team. So I think there's a lot of great things to watch this weekend if you're looking to get into that sort of thing. But when you talk about Calipari and Kentucky, I love those types of games. I want to see what type of team he's putting out there against Kentucky. Kentucky plays fast. They score a lot of points. Will they try to run it up on them? Or is it something where Mark Pope is going to be like, I don't want to do that. You know, like we're going to play the game. What if Calipari wins? How do the fans react? You know, like there's a lot of things to like about that. I was never a big Calipari guy, but I don't think he's a lot of people wanted to paint him with a certain brush. I don't feel he's as bad as people wanted to make him out to be.
Bad in terms of coaching or bad in terms
coaching,
of
coaching? Some of the people speculate about recruiting violations, things like that. His former players love him. The guys in the NBA come back all the time.
He spoils them.
Maybe.
That's why he doesn't get everything out of them. He absolutely spoils them while they're in college. And from my understanding, not as tight on some things as he probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a kid and you want to play in the NBA, why would you not want to play for him, though?
I mean, that's fair. But nowadays,
that's my point. But this is the problem. You coach at my school. You putting players in the NBA doesn't do anything.
Oh, absolutely, for fans.
Well, maybe. And when you have guys, when you have kids that are at my school for 1 year and done, how much are they really giving back to us? You had that 3-year guy who really is embedded in my community, but you got a one and done guy who essentially came to school in the fall semester and probably dropped his classes right before after the NCAA tournament.
We've also seen numerous former Kentucky players wearing Arkansas gear now, which is it's pretty crazy.
What about when Devin Booker went to Michigan State and gave them his shoe? And I guess it was in green and white or whatever to kind of match their uniforms, but I was like, what the hell is Devin Booker doing with Tom Izzo? But I guess this stuff happens, and if he's pushing his shoe brand, and it is his brand, then so be it. Or his shoe.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. What to do with the weekend with no football? We'll talk about that, give you some suggestions at 9:15. But on the other side, Justin Tucker, all in the news, allegations that he was a bad guy as a massage parlor, Jeremy Kahn, around town, around the Baltimore metro area.
Yeah, a lot of nasty accusations. He's denied all of them. It's up to you to decide, because I think in the court of public opinion, people have already made up their minds whether these girls are telling the truth or lying. There are some people like you and I are going to look at it and go, we've heard some things from people we trust. Absolutely. I know what I believe. It doesn't mean that it's 100% accurate. I just believe them.
We'll talk about it more. What's trending up next on The Fan.